Hello, hello, hello. My name is Stephen Lurch, and on this episode of the Plum Club podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the advantages of machine band manufacturing and how extruded tube and machine setting of diamonds differs from other manufacturing methods. My company, Goldstar, has been at the forefront of machine band manufacturing for the last 15 years and is a leader in innovation regarding extruded tube and machine setting of diamonds. First and foremost, you know, I want to address the term machine. Jewelry usually has a man-made connotation to it, and there's so much value in the idea that each item is unique. Many times I've heard retail jewelers ask why a consumer would want something characterized as machine-made, thinking that the piece might lose some of its uniqueness. That can be a huge misconception with machine bands, especially in the manner that a retail associate would present that product to a customer. It is true, at the core of the product, it is machine made. However, as with most jewelry, there is still a great amount of handwork involved, and there is still a great amount of uniqueness to each piece. One might argue that there's a tremendous advantage to machine bands over casted due to the consistency of manufacturing and reduction of human error. But to understand these differences, we obviously first have to understand the process. You know, what is casted? There's a few different ways to do casting, but in essence, casting is a process where a wax pattern is crafted into a mold and filled with molten metal. It's then subjected to extreme heat where the wax will melt out and the metal takes its finished form and cools from its molten state. When casting, you have the ability to make very complex shapes and designs. This means that, you know, cross-sectional changes like holes for diamonds or prongs can be achieved with ease. And basically, you don't need to be so linear or one-dimensional in your designs when you're casting. Unfortunately, this heating and pouring and cooling process, there can be a high possibility that the finished pieces can contain a larger abundance of porosity, which are essentially holes, air bubbles, or cracks in the metal. Additionally, because the molecules of the metal are heated and then cooled in the mold, they're spread further apart. That results in diminished durability of the metal as compared to the tubing process. And I'll explain what the tubing process is in a minute when I get to it, but let's move on to the next step of the casting process. Once rings are casted, the diamonds are set usually by hand, and when a diamond is set, there's a greater risk of flaws and inconsistency, occurring. Essentially, this creates human error. For example, there might not be enough pressure to hold the stone securely, leading it to come out after just simple light wearing. And additionally, prongs that have been casted can also contain the same cracks or porosities and may be more brittle due to the heating and the cooling process that is casting. But I don't want this to come off as negative because there's a clear need for casted jewelry. It's a process that's been around for more than 5,000 years. However, there may be certain times or product categories where extruded tube and machine setting might be more advantageous. You know, for example, if you're making a linear, more basic anniversary band, so, you know, an eternity band, there are ways that you can minimize the flaws and maximize the consistency and security of the piece. Now, the way that you can minimize those flaws is to engage in extruded tube and machine set. So think of when you're a kid and you'd play with Play-Doh, right? And you make Play-Doh spaghetti. And the process you'd use, you'd take a wad of unmolded Play-Doh and you push it through a small hole to release a form strand of spaghetti. In the case of extruded tubing metal, the Play-Doh is molten metal and the hole is considered a die. In order for the metal to take on the shape of the die, the metal is forced through using a very, very high pressure, thereby condensing the metal molecules. Depending on the die, we can achieve different shapes. For example, a hollow tube can be made for rings. We can also control the thickness or the size of the tube in case maybe we're making an alternative ring size. Once that tube is pulled from the die, it's cooled and stretched to its final desired shape. And as it cools, the metal hardens. The resulting metal is much more durable and dense, but it is harder to work with. This density of metal provides pieces made in this way, in essence, more durability. And we'll use that term durability a lot because it really is at the core of what machine and extruded tubing metal is. The density of the metal provides a piece, obviously the durability, and the durability can be a great selling tool for engagement rings, wedding bands, anniversary bands, you know, especially brides and grooms who are buying a piece that you know they're going to wear every day for a lifetime. These types of pieces are usually, you know, subject to constant everyday wear, rubbing up against other rings, knocking on the desk, slamming into the keyboard at work, and those constant things in your daily life that can actually compromise your ring. Well, once we get back to the extruded tube and when it's created, you can actually start the ring manufacturing process. And here we incorporate a CNC machine, and CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. It's through here that we take design and marry it with computer code. Once the code is uploaded into the machine, the quote-unquote robot arms start to go to work. First, they will mill down and shape the metal. If the ring takes diamonds, like an eternity band, for example, the machine will start to groove the prongs and drill the holes to prepare for the diamond layout and setting process. One of the many benefits of this process is there's so much symmetry to what is happening. Every single line drawn, mill grain bead added, or prong cut is exactly the same as the previous. You know, that means every ring can be made exactly and meticulously according to plan. And on a more individual level, every ring can be made in the most symmetrical way possible. After a ring is completed in the CNC, it moves to the setting process. Individuals will do a diamond layout, which is essentially laying out the diamonds in the order that they're going to be set. And the prongs, or the channel walls, if you're doing a channel band, are then passed through a machine and rolled down with uniform pressure to secure the stones. Since the metal from an extruded tube is much more durable from compression, the prongs can withstand the pressures of a machine. Whereas if you were to, let's say, try and machine set a casted band, like we talked about in the casting process, you would lead to a compromising of the casting, a breaking of the prongs. It really would not work out. The uniformity and precision, of the design elements, you know, it makes the entire process really interesting. And for lack of a better word, I think it's pretty cool. It's not for every ring, and as I mentioned before, casting has been around for, you know, over 5,000 years. But the machine manufacturing process will continue to provide, you know, benefits that aren't achievable in necessarily other jewelry making methods. So my father, Michael, our Plum Club president, has been working with machine set bands for over 20 years and has graciously offered to answer a few questions for our listeners. So, Michael, hi, how you doing?
Hi, Steven.
All right. So, Mike, as we've gone through the high level of the differences between casted bands versus machine bands, what are some of the more specific pros and cons to each method of production?
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. First off, we don't want anyone to think that casted product is inferior. Most products in the diamond fine jewelry category are casted. This process has been around for 5,000 years, but over the last, I would say, 100 years, the process continues to improve with technology, as well as better casting machines, better wax machines, improved model making through CAD designs, which is computer-aided designs, and direct-to-cast waxes. However, in the diamond anniversary space and some of the more basic bridal pieces, extruded tubing and machine cutting and grooving and setting is more precise, more beautiful, more consistent, and more durable. Every retailer's assortment in diamond anniversary should contain machine-made bands of some of their product. This product is proven to have less returns, less repairs, which results in happier customers that you will keep for a lifetime.
Interesting. So what if, you know, any manufacturer or anybody out there wanted to just begin making extruded tubing, cut blanks, and machine set diamonds? Is it an easy thing for anybody to start up?
Well, the machinery is out there to purchase. It is quite expensive. It is easy to set up, but the setup costs could outweigh someone from starting now. In order for the machinery to pay for itself, you need a lot of volume. And you also need technicians that really understand not only the machinery, but the jewelry business as well. Understanding diamonds, understanding the setting process, and so on and so forth. So although a lot of the machinery does some of the work for you, without having the knowledge of diamonds, millimeter sizes, and the initial costs, it really makes sense if you can take over, do something where you can have a lot of volume. It pays for itself with volume. At this particular time, many years ago, when Machine first started, there were a lot of smaller companies that invested and were able to do business. And what's happened over time is the larger companies have been able to grab more market share, and therefore it would be very difficult today for somebody to just open up a shop and invest the money and be able to recoup that money because it would be difficult to get the volume.
All right. So based on that, if there's one thing that you want the listeners to know about this type of manufacturing process, the elevator pitch, the catch to it, you know, what would that be?
Good question. Overall, it's really about the consumer and the retailer holding on to that consumer for a long period of time. We all know in our industry, every retailer is all about a repeat customer, not just one-time customer. And that customer may buy an engagement ring and then may come back for an anniversary band and then may come back for a birthday present of a pendant or an earring. And the longer you keep that customer, the first go-around is usually an engagement ring and then an anniversary band. And in that world, if you can keep that customer longer, if you can have part of your assortment be, and we're not saying that the Machine product can be so much of the assortment, but if that first initial or that second initial pieces are more durable, more beautiful, and that customer, it doesn't break, stones don't fall out like they may in casted product. Machine product has less propensity for repairs and replacement, which means that customer is happier longer. And if you have a happier customer longer, that retail shop is going to keep that customer for life.
Yeah, no, I think of it if you're buying a car, right? If you get a car from a dealership and you drive it for 5 years without any issues going on, normal wear and tear, yes, but no major issues, you're going to be that much more likely to return. You buy a car and you've got to go back year after year after year, you might start looking for a different dealership. Exactly. So you know, although we in the trade, we might classify, you know, a group of products as machine made, you know, there is, you know, make no mistake, there is, in fact, still individuality and handwork involved in each piece. And make sure sales associates understand the true benefits of the term so that they can articulate it to the consumer. They can explain how that process provides them with higher levels of uniformity, increased durability, and specifically, you know, for lack of a better, you know, quote, jewelry pieces that will need to stand the test of time. So that concludes our podcast. Thank you to Michael for his input and to the Plum Club for this great opportunity.